In our gospel today, it's a very familiar story. It's the story of doubting Thomas. And sometimes we can be like Thomas. We want to ask God for a sign, something that I can see with my own eyes, something that I can touch with my hands. And we look at Jesus and say, Jesus, do this for me, and then I'll believe. Jesus, show me a sign, and then I will trust in you. We pray, and we ask, and we wait. We wait for an answer to our prayers. But in that moment, please let us remember that God is always faithful. God hears our prayers. God answers our prayers, but in his own time and in his own way. And always please remember that God's plans are always, they are always better than anything that I can imagine. So we look to our gospel and we look at the disciples, and where are they? They're hiding behind locked doors, and they're afraid. And in the midst of their fear, Jesus walks right through those locked doors, stands there in their midst. And what does Jesus say to the disciples? What could he have said? I mean, he could have walked through those locked doors with a very stern look on his face. He could have looked them each in the eye, and he could have asked them, why did you run away? Why did you deny me? Where were you? Where were you when I was hanging on that cross, pouring out my blood for the forgiveness of your sins? He could have looked at them very sternly and said, behold, now is the time of God's judgment. He could have said that. He didn't say that, though. What did Jesus actually say? Peace be with you. Jesus loves his disciples so much. He loves them and he wants to show them his merciful love. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. But then here comes the twist in the story. They're all rejoicing except for Thomas. Thomas was not there. Thomas would not believe. He doubts. And in his prayer and in his very strange request to God, Thomas wants a sign. He says, unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. God answers our prayers, even odd requests like Thomas's, but God answers our prayers in his way and in his own time. So once again, the doors were locked. Jesus came right through those locked doors into the midst of the disciples, and this time, Thomas was there. Jesus said, peace be with you. And then he looks at Thomas. He says, Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe. And Thomas's response, my Lord and my God. Would that always be our response to Jesus? My Lord and my God. The power of God's merciful love changed Thomas's doubt into belief. God's merciful love still has power today to change our lives. Today we've been given so many ways to experience God's merciful love, which is why today we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. This feast was instituted by St. John Paul II in the year 2000, that the second Sunday of Easter will be celebrated as Divine Mercy Sunday. And this actually was given to us by Jesus in his messages to St. Faustina. And he called her my secretary of divine mercy and asked that, you know, she write all of these things down. Jesus' message is, now is the time of mercy. Now is a time of extraordinary grace, and Jesus wants to pour out his mercy on us and on the whole world. Again, this message of Jesus to St. Faustina, what are the great graces that we receive on Divine Mercy Sunday? Well, again, she wrote all of this out into her diary, and if you could distill this message down, you could distill it down into the message of the feast, the image, the novena, the chaplet, and the hour of mercy. And St. Faustina, she's writing these things in the 1930s. She's writing these things right before World War II is about to break out. And Jesus asked her, spread the message of God's divine mercy to the whole world. And we can see that this has happened. This is why we're celebrating the Feast of Divine Mercy today. Jesus told St. Faustina, on that day, Divine Mercy Sunday, the very depths of my tender mercy are opened. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the font of my mercy. The image of Divine Mercy. When Jesus appeared to St. Faustina, he told her to have an image painted according to what she saw. Again, we're blessed to have that image here in the church with us today. Jesus said, I'm offering the people a vessel with which they are to keep coming for graces. That vessel is this image with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you. By means of this image, I shall grant many graces to souls. The novena of Divine Mercy. 9 days leading up to this feast, prayers focused on asking for God's mercy. Each day praying for a different group of people, a different intention, but always entrusting them to Jesus and praying each day, meditating on God's merciful love. The chaplet, as I said, we'll be praying the chaplet today at Mass. Again, it's prayed on rosary beads with, again, one of the prayers that we keep repeating for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus made several promises concerning those who pray the chaplet. He told Sister Faustina, say unceasingly the chaplet I have taught you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. Even if there were a sinner most hardened, if he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. The souls that say this will be embraced by my mercy during their lifetime and especially at the hour of death. So the feast, the image, the novena, the chaplet, and the hour of mercy. Again, that 3 o'clock hour, 3 p.m., when Jesus died on the cross. It's an hour of great mercy. Jesus asked St. Faustina, at 3 o'clock, immerse yourself completely in my mercy. This is the hour of great mercy for the whole world, and I will refuse nothing to the soul that makes a request of me in virtue of my passion. Divine mercy is where God meets us, God helps us, and God takes our suffering and transforms our suffering. I mean, I've read through St. Faustina's diary several times. I prayed the chaplet of Divine Mercy for many years. And through prayer and devotion, God hears our prayers and God answers our prayers. I speak of God's divine mercy because I have experienced the power and the grace of God's divine mercy. My wife and I have a devotion to praying the Divine Mercy chaplet. And over the years, we've prayed that God would hear us, God would hear our prayers, that he would answer our prayers, always praying with a very special intention. Again, what was our very special intention? Actually, it was quite simple. We wanted to have a family. We were not able to have children, but we wanted to have a family, and so we prayed a lot in the Adoration Chapel. I cannot tell you the hours, weeks, months, years, praying and asking for God's help, for his intervention for us to have children. But we must always remember God hears our prayers and God answers our prayers in his way and in his time. So finally in 2004, we got our answer from Jesus. The answer was adoption. So Mary and I started the process of going through all of the adoption procedures. And finally, on Easter of 2004, we found ourselves on an airplane flying from Minneapolis to Poland. Again, I've mentioned St. Faustina several times. St. Faustina is from Poland, as is St. John Paul the Great. And so during the octave of Easter, we found ourselves in Poland. We're going there to an orphanage to meet a little girl, 6 years old. and a little boy, 4 years old. And during that time, we got to know the children that we intended to adopt. That Sunday, we got to go to Mass with them and with the sisters and with the other children in the orphanage. And at the end of Mass, the priest asked the families in the village if they would come forward, all the families who had had babies during Lent, if they would come forward for a family blessing. And the priest started talking to me in Polish. And Gunderson is not a very Polish name. My Polish is very limited. And so I wasn't quite understanding what he was saying. And so the sister, the nun next to me, she nudges me. And she goes, priest wants you to go forward. I'm like, why? No. She goes, you, your wife, your children, priest wants you to go up there for blessing. Divine Mercy Sunday, 2004. For the first time, my wife and I and our children were blessed. We were blessed as a family. Divine mercy is where God meets us. God helps us, and God blesses us. 20 years ago, Jesus poured out his grace and blessing upon my family. God is so good. God hears our prayers, and God answers our prayers. Now is the time of divine mercy. Now is the time to be steadfast in prayer, calling out to God with our needs and with our intentions. Is the message of divine mercy true? Absolutely yes. Will it transform your life? Yes, it will. It has transformed my life. It has transformed my family. When God asks you, will you trust me? Could we all say with St. Faustina and St. John Paul the Great, Jesus, I trust in you.